There we go. I thought my first read was going to have to be the 50-minute mark. Well, so much for a quiet training camp. Here I thought Aaron Rodgers would be the guy providing us headlines nonstop. That has not been the case so far. By all accounts, he's been a model citizen, doing all of the right things, saying all of the right things. The same cannot be said for a longtime Steelers captain. And we are seeing fans turn, as the birds once sang, as the days go on. Another player is doing the same thing, but is getting off mostly scot-free. It's Donnie Football tonight on 93.7 The Fan until 10:35. Gorgeous Charlie Borges is with me behind the glass. Yet again, a very football-heavy show. The Pirates got whooped in Milwaukee this week. I'll be honest, I don't feel like talking about them. And I'm also not going to make Noah Hyles or anybody else who covers the team jump on and talk about them. So, very little to no Bucko talk tonight. I'll save that for myself Saturday morning from 9 until 11. One of our favorites in the YouTube comments, Jory Rains Taint, he wants to know about my fake owl that I have out on the deck at home. I'll get to that story a little bit later. But we have comments to get to from some within the Steelers. Multiple voices heard yesterday. Nobody talked today. They were off. They have a joint practice tomorrow. They have a preseason game on Saturday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who are we excited to see in the second preseason game? How much should these guys play in the second preseason game? Nick Faribault will join the show at 8:05. Jeff Hathorn will have a report with us as well just after 9 o'clock. John Ledyard, he is probably the best guy to give us a look at both teams on Saturday. He is a local Pittsburgh guy. He covered the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a long time as well. He still has a very popular X's and O's football podcast. We will dive into both teams and some NFL at large stuff with him late in tonight's show. Charlie's Angles, the second edition of that, around 8:30 tonight. Primetime Potpourri, we'll try to get to some of that as well. Your calls are always welcome at 412-928-9370. I want to start with the big topic of camp over the last few days, and that is Cam Hayward and also Chris Boswell. Two top-tier players holding in. For starters, I will give the folks that cover practice a pass on not jumping all over the situation, because Hayward was doing early work at camp, and since he was present on the other days, it just appeared to a lot of them that it was a player in the latter stages of his career in his mid to late 30s taking some veteran days. Boswell is a kicker. He spends more time at the local golf courses in Latrobe than he does at Chuck Knoll Field. So none of that activity really seemed out of left field. But then less than a week ago, we got the reports from Adam Schefter about an hour apart saying both players are in fact upset about their current contract status. And this is a difficult case. It's a different type of case for the Steelers because both players are not 1 year away from their contracts being up. They have 2 years left. Hayward just signing a deal last offseason, Boswell back in 2022. I'm finding that Boswell is going a little bit under the radar here. One, because he's a kicker, but I also get the feeling that more people think he deserves a pay raise. A, he negotiated his contract a few years ago, again, back in 2022, not last season. And B, I really think the argument is there that he is the single best at his position in the game of football. I know that Cam Hayward was an all-pro last year, first team, up there with Chris Jones. So he is in the top few. But I think Boswell is the man when it comes to kickers in the NFL. At worst, I don't think anybody would have him outside of the top three. And it's easy to say, well, he's just a kicker. How important can he be? Well, the Steelers make him important. They count on him way more than they should. He directly won them multiple games last season. And hell, he's the only reason why their playoff streak doesn't go back a week further than it does. That's right. All that time ago, the Steelers winning a playoff game, the divisional round in Kansas City in 2016, they won that game on 6 field goals. That's a big thank you to Chris Boswell. I felt like he had a real argument to be the team's MVP last year. He really did. It sounds silly, a kicker being the team MVP. It did happen once in league history that the MVP was a kicker. That was in the strike season back in the early 80s. But Boswell was that good for them, and they counted on him that much. He signed a 4-year deal for $20 million back in 22, and he has been surpassed by not only about 10 kickers around the league, but two in his own division, Evan McPherson and Dustin Hopkins. His first year on that deal was actually among his worst, but he followed that up by being nearly automatic in 23 and 24. 29 of 31 2 years ago, 41 of 44 last season. This dude made 41 field goals. So yeah, they count on this guy a lot. Over 93% made in each season. And kicker money is also still minimal. That's another reason why I think people can side with him a little bit more. Harrison Butker makes the most, about $6.4 million on average. For a kicker as good as Boswell, and for one you can count on as much as Boswell, the man should get a raise. I don't care if he spends more time away from the practice field than he does on it, or if he only kicks 1 or 2 days per week. Whatever he is doing is working. Give him $6.5 million per year, call it a day. He will probably make it worth their while within the very first few games of the season. They will have multiple games this year where they need to rely on this guy being pretty much automatic once they get within 40 yards of the end zone to put one through the uprights. If he had a wishy-washy career, I would be way more hesitant. I would say no, but 8 out of the 10 years he's been in the league, he has been an elite kicker, or close to it. He's the best kicker in team history. And before I get calls or texts or YouTube comments about Gary Anderson, all due respect to his illustrious kicking career, his career best in Pittsburgh was his final one. Right around the same percentage as Chris Boswell, 28 of 30, so just over 93%. But Charlie, do you want to know how many times Gary Anderson was tasked with kicking a field goal over 50 yards that season?
So he would have been what? This was what?
Gary Anderson's final year in Pittsburgh. This would have been
mid-90s?
Yeah.
They weren't kicking it that far then, so I'm going to say like 1.
0. He did not have a single attempt beyond 50 yards that year. Boswell is 19 of 22 beyond 50 the last two seasons. Longs of 57 in each one. And the misses are usually due to terrible weather or well beyond 60 yards or both. In fact, two of his misses, I know for a fact, in the last two seasons are beyond 60, and one of them came against the Jags in 2023, and if you remember that game, the weather sucked. And he may actually be going about this better than Cam Hayward by not saying a word. Jeff Hathorn told us the other day how Boswell had no interest in saying anything to them because he knew what they were going to ask. That might have been the better route. Because I feel like the moment Cam opened his mouth, it actually got worse for him.
Looking for my contract to be addressed. Honestly, looking to be valued. In my eyes, when I look around and, you know, at my position, I think I'm like, 22nd as a D tackle. I'm 36 as a D lineman. You know, I know what I bring to this team and what I'm capable of on and off the field. And so it's hard for me to, you know, having after the year I've had to really justify playing at the number I'm playing at. You know, I understand I signed a contract last year. To be completely honest with you, when I signed that, I told them, you know, when I have an all-pro year, expect me to come back. You can look at the contract and see what it was, but, you know, I think everybody kind of giggled a little bit, but in my heads, I used it as motivation to.
So that last part is what is sticking with me a little bit, because this has become, for me, a devil on one shoulder, angel on another shoulder argument. I want to see Cam Hayward get paid. I do think he is one of the more decorated defenders in Steelers history. I know that he lacks the Super Bowls and the playoff success, but he has been a damn good player for this organization. I'd give him a raise. It's not my money. He's among the best in football at his position. He was their best defensive player last season. Yes, he was better than TJ Watt. And I would listen more to the age argument against him if he just didn't continue to do things in the opposite direction when it comes to football. The man was a first-team All-Pro in his age 35 season. He's been a first-team All-Pro three times since turning 30. It doesn't really make sense. And the narrative that he is always hurt is not accurate either. He missed six games in 2023. Other than that, he has played in every single game since the COVID season. The durability is pretty remarkable for a player at that age, at that position. He can still get after the quarterback. He's great against the run. He can bat down passes at a very high rate. He had a career high in passes defended last year for a player on the defensive line. Those are all great. Here is the issue I have with his comments. So he told the Steelers he would be back once he had an all-pro season, and he said some people in the room laughed. They chuckled about it. What happened next, or didn't happen, falls on him and his agent, Michael Parrott. My apologies if I'm not saying that last name correctly. You can put pretty much into anything with these contracts. We hear all the time, they aren't worth the paper they are printed on. I'm no sports agent. I'm no Jerry Maguire. But that should have been put in writing. I'm glad he used that as motivation. He put the chip on his shoulder. It clearly worked. We know that Cam likes to keep his receipts. But I feel like if this happened to me, if I happened to be a top-tier pro football player in this negotiation, or if I was going into a negotiating setting in the future and they said, huh, if you're one of the best radio hosts for whatever category in the next year, you can come back, and they start laughing. And then I do that, I would be very angry at myself if that was not put in writing. My response would be, well, if it's so funny, if it's making everybody laugh, I'm going to have my Joe Pesci Goodfellas moment here. If I'm so funny, let's put that in the contract. It should have been. And that was a huge mistake made by Cam and his agent in the process.
You know, I think there are definitely, you know, options out there that that could reflect that.
And this one is a doozy. That was Cam Hayward opening up about the possibility of sitting out regular season games. And that could create quite the dynamic between two of the elder statesmen on this team. Hayward, the longtime defensive captain, has played more games than several legends to ever don the black and gold. If he actually sits out regular season games, does that leave Aaron Rodgers feeling some type of way? The same Aaron Rodgers who got called out by Hayward before he ever even signed with the team. The same Cam Hayward who said, if you want to be a Steeler, be a Steeler. And to think we thought it would be the quarterback that was creating headlines nonstop. And to think the Steelers were finally in for a quiet training camp. They locked up TJ Watt before they got to Latrobe. Everything seemed settled. Aaron Rodgers was here. DK Metcalf was here. Jalen Ramsey was here. Darius Slay. All of the new guys, all of the rookies, no issues. But here we are. They get about two-thirds of the way through their time at St. Vincent. Cam Hayward not happy. Chris Boswell not happy. We haven't heard Boswell speak, but Hayward actually giving an indication he would sit out regular season games. Although I ultimately think Hayward gets his money. I think Boswell gets his money. I think both of these guys get a raise. Maybe they can get creative in Hayward's case since he only had that one guaranteed year on his deal. I think they'll pay them. I'd give him a raise, but it's not my money. Little brother Hayward, man, he's gotten strays left and right, too. Connor Hayward getting called a mascot, a Nepo draft pick. That stuff might be true. He's had a couple of highlights here and there, but they are very, very few and far between. I'm not sure if he'd be on my final 53-man roster, but man, he's taken some shots. So maybe he will be part of the ultimatum. I don't know. But I want to get your thoughts on this next. I want to get your calls, text, comments on this coming up next. 412-928-9370. Should the Steelers pay Cam Hayward? Should the Steelers pay Chris Boswell? Should they pay both of them? Should they pay neither? Should they pay one of them and not the other? If you were in charge, what would you do?